Here are the stories that we're covering in the Category5.tv newsroom. More excitement in the technological advancement in the fight against cancer as scientists in Texas reveal a pen-like device that can find cancerous cells in just 10 seconds. A potentially dangerous overlay exploit has been found in all versions of Android before Oreo. A massive data breach has happened at credit reporting giant Equifax, raising serious concern over mass identity theft. If you've been trying to find a reason to replace Microsoft Windows with Linux, I've got one for you. A design flaw discovered in the Windows kernel allows malicious programs to mask themselves from antivirus programs, and Microsoft says they are not going to fix it. Facebook claims that its ads have the potential to reach more people than recent U.S. Census data shows exist. And that's troublesome for one analyst who thinks third-party measurement services stand to benefit. And a WordPress plugin installed on around 200,000 websites has a backdoor that lets the code authors do pretty much anything that they want with your content. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere. Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
That's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost. For just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost. I'm Robbie Ferguson, filling in for Sasha Rickman tonight. And here are the top stories that we're covering for the week of September 13th, 2017. A handheld device can identify cancerous tissue in just 10 seconds, according to scientists at the University of Texas. They say that it could make surgery to remove a tumor quicker, safer, and more precise. They hope to avoid the heartbreak leaving some of the cancer behind can cause. Tests published in Science Translational Medicine suggest that the technology is accurate up to 96% of the time. The mass spec pen takes advantage of the unique metabolism of cancer cells. Their furious drive to grow and spread means that their internal chemistry is very different to that of healthy tissue. So the pen is touched on a suspected cancer and releases a tiny droplet of water. Chemicals then inside of the living cells move into the droplet, which is then sucked back into the pen for analysis. The pen then is plugged into a mass spectrometer. That's a piece of kit that can measure the mass of thousands of chemicals every second. And from there, it produces a chemical fingerprint that tells doctors whether they are looking at healthy tissue or cancer. Any unpatched Android device running a version older than Oreo is going to need to be patched fairly soon, with researchers turning up a class of vulnerability that lets malware draw fake dialogues so that users okay their own ownage. The risk, according to Palo Alto Networks researchers, come from what is known as an overlay attack. It's a straightforward way to trick users, draw a bogus screen for users to click, for example, to install an app or accept a set of permissions, but they're hiding what's actually happening in the back end. The vulnerability turned up by Palo Alto's Unit 42 threat research team, and it bypasses these requirements by exploiting a notification type called Toast. And Android documentation describes that as a view containing a quick little message for the user. Use of the exploit, the paper explains, allows an attacker to both modify what the user sees and inject fake input, all while maintaining the expected user experience and remaining stealthy. Such an attack could occur by simply installing an affected app. After 143 million U.S. customers of credit report giant Equifax have had their information compromised in the cybersecurity breach, the company says that cyber criminals accessed data such as social security numbers, birth dates, and addresses during the incident. Now, some U.K. and Canadian customers are apparently also affected. The firm's core consumer and commercial credit databases were not accessed. Equifax said that hackers accessed the information between mid-May and the end of July when the company discovered the breach. Hackers won access to its systems by exploiting a website application vulnerability, it said, but provided no further details. Now, we've since learned that an Apache Struts 2 app was used in the attack with a newfound code execution vulnerability that allows hackers to push malicious code into servers and run them within corporate networks. Now, Apache was quick to patch the software, but too little too late following the Equifax attack. The hackers accessed credit card numbers for about 209,000 consumers, among other information. Equifax holds data on more than 820 million consumers, as well as information on 91 million businesses. Equifax has set up a website at EquifaxSecurity2017.com, and that allows consumers to determine if their information was potentially compromised. Click on the tab labeled Potential Impact in the center of the webpage, and then you'll need to enter your name and the last six digits of your social security number in order to find out if you are at risk. Now, the dangers here with a compromising of this scale, and of course, this is data that probably none of us have opted into Equifax storing on our behalf. This is like if you apply for a mortgage and your bank needs to find out your credit score, they reach out to a company like Equifax and find out whether you've been paying your bills on time, things like that. So there's a lot of data there, a lot of potential for identity theft, and we're going to see over the next little while what comes of it. Now, a design flaw within the Windows kernel that could stop antivirus programs from recognizing malware isn't going to be fixed. Now, the issue spotted this week by nCelo security researchers Omri Mizgov, it lies within the system call, and it's this big long thing, PS set load image notify routine, which has been part of Microsoft's operating system since way back in the days of Windows 2000, and it's still active in the latest builds. Now, antivirus tools use this routine to check if malicious code has been loaded into memory. But Mizgov found that a cunning attacker could use poor coding behind the API to smuggle malware past scanners. Mr. Mizgov said in a blog post, "During research into the Windows kernel, we came across an interesting issue with this routine, which, as its name implies, notifies of module loading. Now, the thing is, after registering a notification routine for loading PE images within the kernel, the callback may receive invalid image names. Essentially, malware can use the above API to trick the OS into giving malware scanners other files, such as benign executables, to inspect rather than their own malicious code. This would allow software nasties to evade antivirus packages. We're just not safe anymore." Microsoft's response, well, they say, and I quote, "Our engineers reviewed the information and determined that this does not pose a security threat, and we do not plan to address it with a security update." I've got a security update for you, Ubuntu.com. Recently, Pivotal Research Group analyst Brian Weezer was intrigued by a trade publication study in Australia that said Facebook was claiming to reach 1.7 million users more 16 to 39-year-olds than actually exist. That's according to Australian census data. Now, in reproducing the study for the United States, Weezer said Facebook's ads manager claimed that it can potentially reach 41 million 18 to 24-year-olds, 60 million 25 to 34-year-olds, and 61 million 35 to 49-year-olds. Now, the problem arises when Weezer pulls up the U.S. census data from a year ago that shows that there are 31 million 18 to 24-year-olds, 45 million 25 to 34-year-olds, and 61 million 35 to 49-year-olds. So the question is brought about, where is Facebook getting the extra 25 million people in just the 18 to 34-year-old demographic? The U.S. Census data says they don't exist. Weezer said conversations with agency executives on this topic indicate to us that the gap between Facebook and census figures is not widely known. While Facebook's measurement issues won't necessarily deter advertisers from spending money with Facebook, they will help traditional TV sellers justify existing budget shares and could restrain Facebook's growth in video ad sales on the margins. Now, if you've got a plugin called Display Widgets on your WordPress website, remove it immediately. The last three releases of the plugin have contained code that allows the author to publish any content to your website. It actually contains a backdoor. The authors of this plugin have been using the backdoor to publish spam content to sites running their plugin. During the past 3 months, the plugin has been removed and readmitted to the WordPress.org plugin repository a total of 4 times. The plugin is used by approximately 200,000 WordPress websites, according to WordPress's repository. Now, here's how it happened. On June 21st, the plugin called Display Widgets was sold by its original owner to a user known as Display Widget. On the they sold it through the WordPress forums, and now the new owner released version 2.6.0 of the plugin. Then the very next day, David Law, a UK-based SEO consultant, sent an email to the WordPress.org plugin team, letting them know that he found Display Widgets plugin was including additional code from an external server. Now, the plugin was downloading a large MaxMind IP geolocation database of around 38 megabytes from the author's own server. Now, MaxMind itself is benign. It's IP geolocation information. However, this is not allowed by WordPress's plugins in the repository. So the next day, the plugin team removed Display Widgets from the repository. There was some discussion about this on the WordPress.org forums. Now, then a week later, on June 30th, the developer released version 2.6.1 of the plugin, and this release contained a file called geolocation.php, which no one realized at the time contained malicious code. A back and forth then took place of removal and then re-addition of the plugin into the repository, leaving a huge number of users vulnerable to attack and nobody really knowing what version they should run. Now, the code authors have responded by saying it was a vulnerability. However, it's important to realize that this was, in fact, an intentional backdoor, not a bug. The code in geolocation.php allowed the plugin author to post new content to any website running the plugin. They can put it on any URL within that website that they choose. They could also update content and even remove existing content. Furthermore, the malicious code prevented any logged-in user from seeing the content. Now, get this. In other words, site owners, who are usually logged into their own website, are not going to see the malicious content. Considering the time span of 2.5 months between the releases, it's estimated that these coders have access to publish anything they like on almost 200,000 sites that have the plugin installed. Now, an update on the story from this afternoon. As research continues, cybersecurity experts at WordFence are warning that the individual responsible for this attack has in fact been buying multiple WordPress plugins and using them to promote various shady businesses. They report that he has also been living a lavish lifestyle thanks to the profits of his activities. Big thanks this week to Roy W. Nash, Sparkly Balls, and our community of viewers for submitting stories to us. Thanks for watching the Category 5 TV Newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more content, be sure to check out our website. From the Category 5.tv Newsroom, I'm Robbie Ferguson in for Sasha Rickman.